Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for When Jesus Brings a Sword to Your Relationships by Emily Rose Massey. Read by Leah Martin. Do not think that I've come to bring peace to the earth. I've not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Matthew 10, 34-35. A few months ago, a polarizing topic came on the scene here in America, creating a lot of strife and tension on social media. What else is new? Since it was a topic that I'm very passionate about, I decided to share my own personal thoughts regarding the monumental news. As a Christian, my worldview is filtered through a biblical lens. This should be the case for all professing Christians, but sadly, that's not always true in our current society. Many are creating a Christianity and Jesus to their own liking that allows them to continue to embrace worldly ideologies and philosophies that make them feel better about themselves. But in the Gospels, Christ assures us that if we try to hang on to our life, we will lose it. If we want to hold on to the world, we will inevitably lose our soul. My strong biblical convictions were met with such animosity among some of my friends, some unbelievers, and some professing Christians. Two close friends from my past in particular immediately unfriended me on Facebook because they became extremely offended by my position on this controversial topic, although I have expressed my views on it before. This is expected as a Christian. We know that we'll lose much as a Christ follower. It's something we typically prepare ourselves for early on in our walk. But I've been a Christian for 14 years. For whatever reason, these two friends could not tolerate my convictions and wanted me out of sight and out of mind. The situation with one friend hurt worse, considering it was a friendship with a deep history of more than 25 years. We'd made countless memories together since grade school, and she was the maid of honor in my wedding. I reached out to her, and she responded with her disgust, with my Christian beliefs compared to her own, and her offenses. But she was radio silent to my plea to reconcile despite our opposing views, especially our differing views within Christianity and about the Bible. Her silence was loud and clear that she no longer wanted to walk in fellowship with me and was willing to throw 25 years of friendship away on a whim. If someone isn't willing to be Facebook friends with you, do we think they really want you in their life at all? The answer was made pretty evident for me. Yet I wasn't expecting to have to face this type of division in my friendships this many years later as a believer. I was faced with the hard reality that Jesus' words in Matthew 10 were unfolding in my life. Although Jesus is speaking of family, particularly in verses 34 and 35, the sentiment remains the same. Jesus has come to bring a sword to our relationships that draw a line in the sand between those who love and follow him and those who do not. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Matthew 10, 34 through 35. Later in this passage, Christ makes it clear that we must love him more than anyone or anything, even our own life. We must lay it all down to follow him at all costs. But he promises life abundantly to those who sacrifice all to pursue him and his ways. It's in times like these when I'm broken and disappointed and hurt where I find myself throwing my hands up and saying, just give me Jesus. He is the one who brings us hope as an anchor to our souls, keeping us tethered to him and his truth when our heart feels like it's falling apart at the seams because of the pain of rejection. He comes to our rescue and embraces us in our pain, even if the circumstances don't change, even if the suffering doesn't seem to end, and even when the relationship cannot be or refuses to be reconciled. He comes to our rescue and is there with us, directing our eyes heavenward, reminding us this place isn't our home and that his ways are so much better. He may bring a sword to divide relationships in this life, but a relationship with him is so much sweeter and more rewarding than anything we could ever experience here on earth. As we turn our back on the world, it will undoubtedly turn its back on us. Let's lift our eyes to where our help comes from and seek Jesus in the midst of our loss, knowing that there will be great gain found in him. Let's pray. Father God, I know I'm accepted in the Beloved. I know you are near to the brokenhearted. I know following Christ is a call to die. I know I'll be hated for his namesake, and I know he has come to bring a sword and asks us to love him more than anyone or anything else. But the pain of rejection still hurts so much. Can you bring healing to my heart and endow me with your grace to endure the difficult times that come from following you? Thank you for your overwhelming love and for coming to my rescue when I cry out to you. I know that even though I experience loneliness, I'm never truly alone, for you are always with me, no matter how much it costs. I choose to pursue you and your ways above all. This world has nothing for me. I will follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community
We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.